Hi, everyone. I'm Carl Azus. Thank you for joining us for a new week of CNN Student News. Today, we're going to start with something that actually started just more than 2 years ago. Unrest in the Middle Eastern nation of Syria began with protests, turned into a civil war. In 2011, some Syrians were protesting their president, Bashar al-Assad. They wanted him out of power. Assad and his government responded with force. The Syrian military started fighting the protesters. Eventually, the opposition got armed and began fighting back. Syrian officials call the rebels terrorists. 2 years later, Bashar al-Assad is still president. The fighting hasn't stopped. International aid groups accuse both sides, the Syrian military and the rebels, of abusing human rights. More than 70,000 Syrians are reported to have been killed. Now, we say reported because it's not possible to confirm that number or to confirm some of the accounts of violence. That's because Syria hasn't given CNN or any other international news organizations free access inside the country. The violence in Syria involves one country. What about tension between two nations? Diplomacy, trying to work things out peacefully, is usually the preferred strategy. But governments have to prepare for the possibility of conflict. And Chris Lawrence has more on that when it comes to the U.S. and North Korea.
If a nuclear missile is ever fired at the United States, this is the best hope to stop it. 30 interceptor missiles, which can be launched from ground silos in Alaska and California. Now the Pentagon is deploying up to 14 more.
The reason that we're doing what we're doing and the reason we're advancing our program here for Homeland Security is to not take any chances, is to stay ahead of the threat.
North Korea tested a long-range missile in December. It conducted its third nuclear test in February. And just this month threatened a preemptive nuclear strike on the U.S. That caught the Pentagon's attention. But as far back as the State of the Union speech, President Obama said the U.S. would
strengthen our own missile defense and lead the world in taking firm action in response to these threats.
But Republican congressional sources say the president's actions have been anything but firm. In 2011, the administration mothballed one Alaskan missile field, arguing intelligence showed there wasn't enough of a threat. A short-sighted move, say the congressional sources. Quote, the intel didn't change. This is right where we expected North Korea to be. And that is in possession of a missile that could travel nearly 5,000 miles, in theory, since North Korea has never successfully launched a long-range ICBM.
I think what you see here is mainly a political signal to North Korea that no one's going to be intimidated by their December launch and then the subsequent nuclear test.
The existing interceptors have had technological problems and haven't performed as planned. The Pentagon is testing a new missile and won't buy the additional 14 until officials are sure they can fly.
We spend $10 billion a year on missile defense. We spend about $250 billion over the last few decades. We still aren't anywhere close to a system that can actually protect the United States from a determined adversary. Yes, I'm saying we're wasting our money.